Well, it's kind of your first opportunity to make a first impression on the organization tonight. Are you excited? Or are you nervous? How do you look at this first preseason game?
I'm really excited. Kind of becomes a long summer when you're done in April. So 4 or 5 months without an actual game is a long time, and I'm excited to get out there.
What makes a good first game for you tonight?
I think just a steady, consistent game. No one's going to have a perfect game. You're going to make mistakes. So my goal is to be consistent as steady as possible.
When you come to a new team, obviously you want to fast forward the process of fitting in and finding all the things you need to about a team. What about games like this can allow you to do that?
I think just talking with the guys, getting on the plane, traveling a bit, gelling with the team, talking before the game, after the game. So that's how you create chemistry with guys is conversation, and you get to know some guys.
So off the ice is almost more important than on the ice?
Yeah, I think so. You know, whether it's on the plane asking questions about guys or just having a short 5-minute conversation with them, I think you create chemistry that way.
Been paired with Logan Stanley for about a practice and a half. Just kind of how is that going? What's it kind of like to have a guy of that size on the other side?
Oh, it's awesome. Who wouldn't want to play with a guy that's 6'7" and physical? So I'm excited to see how it goes tonight.
What's the transition been like for you? I mean, obviously you went through something similar when you went to the Rangers, but, you know, first time being traded. I mean, what are some of the maybe the off-ice things you go through and trying to get comfortable?
Yeah, it's a bit of a transition. Obviously, being with New York for a little over a year, I got to know, obviously, the guys, but along with the training staff and the coaches. So I think one of the bigger transitions is just getting to know a new locker room of guys and a new staff. So, but so far, so good.
What, too, when you get to know a new partner, especially in preseason where you're going to play with a bunch of different guys? I mean, what are some of the keys?
Well, like I was just saying earlier, I think the key for me is to talk to Logan, whether that's having a conversation on the ice during practice like we did or whether that's sitting by him on the plane and just talking about little things on the ice that we can help each other with. So, and that includes in between shifts, too. We'll chat. We'll help each other out.
Yeah, that watches a lot of video. I mean, in the summer after the move, would you have watched a few Jets games to sort of get used to their style or anything like that?
Not a few Jets games in particular, but I talked to Paul a little bit about the style of play, and I watch a little bit of my clips, too. So he emphasized playing a quick game and playing a fast game. And I've said before, he said not necessarily about your feet, but more about the puck movement, too. And as a defenseman, getting the puck to those forwards as fast as you can.
Your head coach had said camp's been so intense, he's not sure how much energy you guys will have left over for the game tonight. Have you been surprised with the intensity of camp?
No, not surprised, but I think that's how camp is across the league. It's pretty intense the first couple days, especially when you've been playing summer shinny hockey all summer and you get thrown into the fire a little bit. But I think for the game tonight, a lot of the guys' adrenaline will kick in and everyone's trying to show a good impression.